Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber community is our Executive Director, Regan Hannigan, joining us once again. So thank you very much, Regan, for being on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, Regan, let's start off right away with a unique promotion that not only helps and supports our local area businesses, but also gives some extra cash in people's hands to be able to spend for the holiday season here. Talk to us about the Dare to Care Challenge.
Absolutely. So I want to start off with a big thank you to Move Meat for initiating the Dare to Care Challenge. It's all to support shopping local this holiday season. I have a couple of rules that I can provide you with to get entered and to win $200 in Chamber Bucks. So the first thing is be sure to sign up at participating retail stores. The second is you can make a purchase via participating retail stores Facebook Live video. And then the drawings will be held live at 10 a.m. each Tuesday from the Welcome Center beginning December 1st. So we just had our first winner. So congratulations to that winner. Keep shopping local so you could be next. A minimum of $200 in Chamber Bucks will be given away each week while supplies last. So the more people we have donate to this, the more winners we can have. If you have any questions at all, you can contact the Welcome Center at 515-386-2155 to make a donation to the Dare to Care Challenge. And I just want to get the word out to shop local, have fun, and good luck. Our retailers are open late on Thursdays and here to accompany your needs. Sundays in December, shops will be open from noon to 3 p.m. And then Thursdays in December, they'll be open till 7. So lots of opportunities to get out there and shop.
And a tradition was carried on last night by Thomas Jefferson Gardens as we had the Christmas tree lighting event. Regan, can you just kind of go over that event, what all took place during there, and how nice it is that Thomas Jefferson Gardens was able to carry on a tradition like this even during a pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great event. It was a nice night for it. We had Santa up on the roof, so that was fun, and we had the tree lighting as well, music playing outside, and it was just a great event to be able to be had during this time. And I know we've missed out on a lot of different events throughout the year, so a big thank you to Thomas Jefferson Gardens for hosting that event and providing some Christmas cheer. So really appreciate that, and I know the rest of the community did as well.
And one way that kids can reach out to Santa Claus himself is by writing him a letter, and I believe you are able to accommodate that, Regan, over at the Welcome Center with a special mailbox just for Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa did call us, and he has a special mailbox set right outside the Welcome Center, and he did let us know that if he does receive a child or an adult's letter before December 12th, he'll get back to him. So you will get a letter back from Santa Claus himself if you get that letter turned into that mailbox by December 12th.
And if you're looking for additional holiday cheer, literally the downtown area will be lit up. And it also starts with the planners that got a fresh look to them.
The Jefferson Matters Main Street and Chamber design team and the volunteers have done an amazing job so far with the holiday decorating. If you take note of the beautiful planters around, that really adds a festive feel to the downtown, especially when you're out and about shopping or, you know, driving around or heading to work. So it looks beautiful. There's more Christmas decor to come. There will be lighted snowflakes hanging from the trees in the courthouse. You might see some more Christmas decor, too. So really appreciate the volunteers that make that happen, and it really makes the downtown beautiful.
Well, Regan, can you tell us about the different opportunities that Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber community can offer for people that would like to give back but just maybe don't know what exactly they would like to volunteer for or be involved with?
There are a million ways that we are still needing volunteers. There's always ideas to be had, but sometimes the biggest challenge is having the people to implement them or even just bringing new ideas to the table. So if you have any interest in being a volunteer, whether that be from a design team perspective, from the planters and things like that, or really events or any other spot you think, hey, I'd be really good at that, give us a call at the Welcome Center. We will get you in contact with a team or a chair or a board member, and we'd love to have you a part of the organization.
And of course, speaking of volunteerism, one of the highlights at the beginning of every year is the announcement of the Above and Beyond the Call Award winner, or the ABC Award winner. Regan, can you just tell us about that particular award and what people need to follow up on to nominate someone?
Right. And I think, you know, this is the year to, above any year, to really nominate someone who's really gone above and beyond the call. Our office is accepting those nominations until December 11th for this ABC Award. And just think about someone who's really just been above and beyond, that's done a lot within the community, especially this year with it being such a challenging year. And we'd love to recognize that person, and we would appreciate your nominations.
Well, and finally here, Regan, I know maybe some people can think of an individual or a couple of people that would like to nominate for the ABC Award, but I'm sure you've got some kind of specific guidelines or things for people to follow. So could you kind of review what some of those are for people just to give them a better idea of who they should be able to nominate for this award?
Sure. So a couple guidelines for candidates would be involvement in a broad spectrum of activities for community betterment. Activities should not be essentially an extension of that person's business interests. The individual should have exhibited good leadership qualities. The individual should have exhibited their capabilities by initiating and carrying through on community projects. And last, the individual should possess characteristics of a nature to produce harmony and goodwill in promoting worthy projects. So a lot of good qualities that we're looking for, and we know there's a lot of people in our community with those same qualities, so looking forward to receiving those nominations.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with our Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community Executive Director is Regan Hannigan joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.